Sefer begins with the discussion of the different days on which you can read the Megillah. The basic din is that we celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar and in Yerushalayim and all the Ayaros, Amakar, Peschaim, and Rosh Hashur, and Nun. They celebrate Purim on the 15th of Adar. But in addition to that, there's Man Bai Sheni, they have the institution of Yom HaKnisa, that if Purim would fall out on a day other than Monday or Thursday, so the farmers who didn't live in a city would have a kula, more correct would be they should hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet. But because sometimes it was difficult for them, so the Chachamim gave them a kula, they can be yotzei in the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before Mikra Megillah. The Gemara explains that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they did away with that kula, because everyone's going to get all sedreit. Because everybody knows that Purim, everybody thinks Purim is on the 14th of Nisan, then a month later is going to be the 14th of Adar, a month later is going to be the 14th of Nisan, next day is going to be Pesach, so you're going to tell the people they can read the Megillah 2-3 days before Purim, so they're going to start observing Pesach next month. After the Jews were dispersed to all the countries in Goliath, so the Gemara says, everyone's going to get all sedreit, and we're afraid they're going to miscalculate Pesach. So they discontinued that kula.
So the Mishnah is an old thing.
Very old thing. Yeah, from before the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Mishnah was edited by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was born after the Churban Bayis Sheni, but is recording an old din that no longer was observed. The Gemara says on Beis Haman Aleph that this din was no longer observed. But it's important for us to look into the details of that din in order to know how they're supposed to observe Purim this year in Yerushalayim. So right away, it's very strange, before you even analyze anything, very strange, where do you have a din like this, that they observe the mitzvah on one day, and they observe it on another day, and they observe it on a gantzen on a different day? Very strange. So it's interesting, Rav Shlomo LeVilna printed, was a dying Vilna at the time that the Vilna Shas was being printed, the late 1800s. The Rosh Hash was the Rosh HaKohol, he was the president of the Kehillah, and they had the two brothers, Rav Shlomo LeVilna, Rav Tzal Vilna, were both dying on the Vilna, big Goyne. So the Rav Shlomo LeVilna quotes him his older brother, Rav Tzal Vilna. He considered him the big genius. Shlomo LeVilna, we have a lot from. He's a genius. He considered his brother as the super genius. So he quotes that he heard from his brother, why did they make such a strange takana? Everyone should celebrate on a different day. So he says, because the Gemara says later on Yudal and Amar Aleph that it was a major machlokes. Esther first requested Kivuni L'Doris, establish a yontif. So it was all machlekes, it's a shaylah from Baltasif. So finally they decided, it's not Baltasif, we'll allow them, we'll make a yontif derabbanan. Then she wanted kisvuni l'dor, she wanted the Megillah Esther should be incorporated into the Tanakh, into the Kisa Kodesh. Vayta gedana machlekes, and finally they decided, okay, we're going to incorporate it into the Tanakh. So this was a major machlekes. This was the first time in a long time that they had made, this is right before the Binyan Bayis Sheni. The Gemara records an Erev in the second paragraph that Shlomo HaMelech made a couple of takonos into the Shadayim and Erev and a couple of other takonos. Muktzeh already was around. When David HaMelech died, the body was in the sun. There was a shadow moving the Muktzeh. So Shlomo HaMelech asked the Chachamim, what should he do? And he said, Kikrei Tinek, move him out of the sun. So there were Dinim the Rabbanon that were introduced in earlier generations. Gzeir is the Rabbanon. But like the Ramban writes in his Fasemis writes on Yudal and Amanal, based on that Ramban Chumash, this was the first real sort of mitzvah saseh that they made. Until it's a dying with the Erev, and that was really a gzeira de Rabban. This was a mitzvah saseh. So there was a big debate. Maybe there should be a violation of Baltasim. So they passed their Shanishkin Baltasim. So the Shabbos, why not? So Shlomo LeVilna quotes from his brother, Rabbi Tzalo Vilna, that he thinks that maybe that's why they made different days. Because the mitzvah deraisa says, Mishpatecha yolachem, Tarachas yolachem. Everybody has to observe the mitzvah in the exact same way. So here, in order to demonstrate that it should be a dead giveaway, everybody should know that this is not a din deraisa, so they made it mufutzal in ganzen different. If you live in Yerushalayim, you celebrate on Tezvo. You live in a farm, so you read the Megillah 2-3 days before Purim. So we know right away that it's not a din deraisa. We have dinim that are deraisa, we have dinim that are derabbanan, and then we have something in between that's called divrei kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means the Din Derabbanan that's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh in the Tanakh, that apparently has the approval of the Bez Mishol Maila, because the Tanakh was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Why do we call it Divrei Kabbalah? That's a question. And the first half in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has the expression, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafinu. So on the side of the Gemara, on the margin, they refer you to a Rashi in the end of Chulin, that Rashi explains why we refer to a Din that appears in Kisvei HaNeviim, Uksuvim, as Divrei Kabbalah, because all of the words of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim were already orally transmitted from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, commenting on the Pasuk, I think it's in Kisiso, Alei Elai Hohara, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to the top of Hatsin Be'etzin, in Mishpatim. Be'etzin luchos luchos habris v'hatoira v'hamitzvah shekosapti lohairosam, something like that. So the Gemara says, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam promising that he's going to give Moshe Rabbeinu? Be'etzin luchos luchos, he's going to give Na'aseres HaDibros, Luchas Abis HaTorah is going to give him the rest of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. The HaMitzvah refers to the Torah Shabbal Peh. Mitzvah is the Mishnah. Asher Kosafti refers to the Nevi'im Uksuvim. And the Lohairoitim refers to the Gemara. So what do you mean the Rabban Shalom gave Nevi'im Uksuvim? So many take it Kipshuta. The Rabban Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu. It probably doesn't refer to the history in Divrei Hayomim, or the history in Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim. Probably refers to the ideas of Hashkafa that appear in Tehillah, Mishlei, Iyov, Shir HaShirim. The story of Rus probably was not given. The stories were not given, but the ideas were given. So Rashi writes in the end of Chulin, that's why we refer to Nevi'im Uksuvim as Divrei Kabbalah, because these were all an oral tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He lived in Sfas, and he wrote a sefer called Beis Halakim. On Hashkofer. He wrote a sefer on the Rambam also that's called Kiri HaSefer. The Beis Yosef wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, and the Mabit wrote the Kiri HaSefer. The Kesef Mishnah gives you all the Marma kindness for the Rambam. He tells you when it's a Mishnah, when it's a Yerushalmi, when it's a Tosefta, when it's a Tshuva Sagadim. He tells you this one disagrees. He gives you all the normal Marma kindness. The Kiri HaSefer was not as accepted as the Kesef Mishnah. That's why it's not printed on the side. Because he has funny Marma kindness. He doesn't give, the Kesef Mishnah gives on every line in the Rambam, and when there's something problematic, he says it's problematic, we're not sure. And the Mabit Sefer, the Kiryas Sefer, he gives ideas, funny ideas sometimes. Anybody has a Sefer Hashkofa that's accepted, the base of the king. So he was a Sephardi. There were no Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael at that time. There were only Sephardi Shirabon. So he davened Yusuf Svar, so when he said the benching, he would conclude the first bracha with Ka'amur, like the Nusaf Svar. So he poses a question, but the Gemara says the first bracha in Birchas HaMozim was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say Ka'amur, Pesechus Yadecha? The pasuk didn't exist, it's in Tehillah LeDavid. Ashrei is composed by David HaMelech. So he says it wasn't composed by David HaMelech, it was all Divrei Kabbalah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he quotes the Rashi in Chulin, he quotes the Rashi on Malachi, the first pasuk of Malachi, Masa Devar Hashem Yad Malachi. Rashi says, what's the Masa? So he says, this was carried over. Masa means something carried over from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuas of Malachi were transmitted from Moshe Rabbeinu to the later generation until Malachi delivered the message, and then he incorporated it into the Kisei HaKodesh. He quotes many sources to bring out this idea. So he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha of Birchas HaMozen, he had the pasuk Pasech Hashadecha Mazbil Chochayretz, and the word Ka'amur was added later. Not that the whole line was added. After David HaMelech composed Biksav, he put down Ashrei, which already existed from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all the Bikabbalah, but then David HaMelech wrote it down, and then it was incorporated by the Sanhedrin into the Kisei HaKodesh. So, that's where Rashi writes. We refer to Nevi'im Ksuvim as Divrei Kabbalah because it's all a Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shita Mukubetzis on the first daf in Bava Kamma has a different pronunciation for the word. He doesn't read it Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Le'alpin, he pronounces it Divrei Torah Divrei Kivolah. Kivolah means to complain. And he kovel alecha, I'm complaining about you. The Nevi'im are always screaming at the Jewish people. Complaining? They're screaming, Mechal Shabbos and Yerba Rabbi Zara. So he, the Shita Mukubetzis, quotes a Rishon, Daf Reitim points out the Shita Mukubetzis, disagreeing with Rashi's pronunciation of the word and Rashi's interpretation of the phrase. That according to the Shittim Kubetzis, it's not Divrei Kabbalah referring to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Divrei Kivolah only referring to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are always complaining about Bnei Yisrael that they're not doing things right. So I'll call upon him, the Rishonim have an expression, based on the Gemara in the end of Tainus, Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Damyan. We divide the mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs derais and mitzvahs derabbanah. We are more machmir in the area of mitzvahs derais than we are in the area of mitzvahs derabbanah. And then we have something that's in between. It's a mitzvah derabbanah, but it has the approval of the Ruach HaKodesh. It has the approval of the Bezen Shalmaila. How do we know? Because it's incorporated into the Nevi'im Ksuvim. So that's what the Rishonim use an expression from the Gemara, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damyon. However you'll pronounce it, either Divrei Kabbalah or Divrei Kabbalah. Usually pronounce it Divrei Kabbalah because of the Rashi's interpretation in the end of Chulin. So here the Poskim have a big discussion. How many of the mitzvahs of Purim have the status of Divrei Kabbalah? The Pasuk speaks about Lassusos Memei Nishta B'Simcha, you have to have a Suras Purim. Mishloach Manas Yishlerei, Matanis Lo'avyonim, that's considered Divrei Kabbalah. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther is Mechayivas, it says this is what we have to do, A, B, C. You have to have a Suras Purim, you have to give Shalach Manas, you have to give Matanis Lo'avyonim. And Nebi says you have to read the Megillah. So how come everybody thinks that the whole essence of Purim revolves about the Rik Megillah, Nikra Megillah? So the answer is the Gemara understands that the Pasuk in Megillas Esther alludes to the Nikra Megillah. It says several times an expression like Hayamim Vaila Nizkarim V'Na'asim. Has that expression more than once. What do you mean Nizkarim V'Na'asim? So the Gemara says Nizkarim means spoken of. Doesn't mean that the days of Purim are remembered, Nizkarim Zechira. It's Miloshen Nizkarim Lahaskir. There's Liskar, in Hebrew there are two verbs. Liskar means to remember, Lahaskir means to mention. So just like the Chachamim understood, Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekatsha, it doesn't mean you should remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. It means Zachar, speak about, mention the fact that Shabbos has Kedusha. That's the marker from the Mitzvah of Kiddush. That's how the Rambam understands. The Ramban HaChomish understands differently. Zachar Siyam Shabbos means to remember Shabbos, and the word Lekatsha refers to reciting Kiddush. But the Rambam learns that Zachar means Lahaskir, Zachrehu Alayayim. That's a simple shot in the Gemara. Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekatsha, Zachrehu mentioned the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos. So similarly, or Parsha Zohar, it says, Zohar es Yishos Lecha Molech. So the Gemara says in the Gila, Yochel Belei, maybe means you should remember the story of Molech, remember in your heart. Talmud it says, the last Pasuk, Lois Ishkach, Sari, Belei Voma, Amani, Mekam Zohar, Viteh. So how do you translate the word Zohar? It doesn't mean remember, it means mention, speak about the fact. Parsha Samolech, Yachtalein, Parsha Samolech. So here too, the Gemara understands that Hayamim Ha'ela, these days of Purim are spoken of, Nizkarim, and ask him, spoken of, what do you mean you speak about them? You say, Allah Nisim. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Spoken of means is a reference to the Mikra Megillah. Nasim is a reference to the Mitzvah Sayyim, the Sudas Purim with the Shalach Manas and Matonos Lavyan. So here, Rabbi Akiva Eger in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Turiyev and the Megillah, Turiyev is by the Shagasariyah. He quotes La Aloha that if a person is Mesupik, if he was Yotze Mikra Megillah, let's say he listened to the Balkari, and he's not sure if he missed a word. He may or may not have missed a word. So usually we would say, Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula, the whole Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanu. So Rabbi Kivegi quotes from the Torah, yeah, then know that since Mikra Megillah is incorporated, it appears in the Kishvi HaKadosh, so Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyon, so you have to be Machmir, and we say here like Sofik the Raisha Lekula. The Mincha Saluzor, the Ninkatcher, writes the same thing in one of his Chuvas, but it's really Rabbi Kivega quotes it from the Shagasari. He was the first one. So the Shabina Rav in his Chuvas, the David Nesharim, disagrees. He doesn't want to disagree with the Shagasari and Rabbi Kivega, but whenever you want to disagree, quote the least significant person who says. That's what the Chazanish always does. Whenever he wants to disagree, so he says, the Mishnah Berurah says. What do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah quotes 10 Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah says. So he disagrees. He can disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. So that's what the Chabina Rav does in his Tuvas. And the Dalai Mishnah says, he says, the Minkatcher writes in the Minchas Aluzah that Nikra Megillah is a Divrei Kabbalah. So he says it's not, he doesn't think it's correct. Why? Because he quotes a Rashi in the end of Tainus. The commentary that we have in the name of Rashi on Tainus is assumed not to have been written by Rashi. It's written by some other person who lived approximately in that generation, but they say it's not as reliable is Rashi himself. So he's quoting this Surah Rashi in the end of Tainus, where the Tirish Rashi writes, it only has the status of a Divrei Kabbalah if the Tzivui appears in Tanakh, the Loshon Tzivui, you have to do this and you have to do that, or you're not allowed to. So Lushloch, Lasos HaSami Naimishta V'Simcha Shloch Manus Yishleh Matanus Lavyeinim, that appears Beloshon Tzivui. The reading of the Megillah does not appear Beloshon Tzivui, just it's mentioned, it's alluded to. Ayamav Ha'elah in this Karim and Asim, but it never really says it yet. You have to do it. So the Shabina Rav says, based on this Pirish Rashi, so for Tainus, that he doesn't think that you have to be Machmer and Mikra Megillah like Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damyon, has the status of a Din Rabban. One of the issues involved would be, let's say, you're not sure if the Balkari is Bar Mitzvah or not. What do you mean, not sure? He is Bar Mitzvah, it's not Bar Mitzvah. So the Din is, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, in order to be a Gadol, It's not enough that you have the shonim, that the boy or the girl are 12 or 13. You have to have shimonim. So who's going to go check to see if the kid has shimonim? So the Gemara says in Nida that we rely on the rois. The likelihood is that kol shigil lechal shonim, igil lechal shimonim. But for dinim deraisa, the Magen Avraham says, the Gemara says you shouldn't rely on this chazokah. The Rav is the one who says the chazokah. The Ruba Deleisa Kaman is called Shigil Achlal Shan, Megil Achlal Shimon. So the Gemara says that for Gittin V'chalitzus, you can't rely on that. Let's say the Sefer is going to write a get, and the kid is, the Sefer is a child who was just by mitzvah last week, but we never checked to see if he has Shtei Cyrus. So to see this get, you need a Godel for sure, or to be able to perform Chalitzus, so you have to know for sure that he's a Godel. So there's two ways to read the Gemara. Is it only a Chumre B'negeh to Gittin V'chalitzus in Yoni Ishus? Or should we assume that all dinim deraisa? So one place, it seems to be a Magen Avraham, two different places write differently. So usually, the Achronim usually say, for all dinim deraisa, you have to be choshesh to be boidik this iman. That's the issue. Let's say there's a bar mitzvah boy who's going to learn Parsha Zohar. So do we assume Parsha Zohar is a real din deraisa? So you shouldn't rely on chazokah derove. You have to check to see if he has Shtei Saris, or no, maybe Parsha Zohar is lav deraisa. So that's the issue. You have to be concerned about the status of Bar Mitzvah, the godless of the Balkori from Mikra Megillah. So the Shabina Rav thinks that Mikra Megillah is not a Dibri Kabbalah. He thinks it's a Din de Rabbana. It's a Din of the Rabbana. You rely on Chazokah de Rav. And others disagree, and they all know that, like the Shadisari and Rabbi Kiveger and the Munkacha, they hold that Mikra Megillah is also a Dibri Kabbalah. That's a further question. That's the that Shlomo Levilna has in the observation was always very fond. The Rav was fond of saying over at Turi Evin. Turi Evin doesn't exactly say like that. What he wanted it to say says that Shlomo Levilna says and being Shlomo. Shlomo Levilna says that the Mikra Megillah Balayla was only instituted in the days of the Amoraim. The Yontif of Purim was instituted before the Binyan Bayis Sheni, during the period of the Golas Bubble, right a few years before the Binyan Bayis Sheni. But in the days of the whole Bayis Sheni, till the days of the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, till the days of the Amoraim, that's Rabbi Shlomo Levilna says, the only read the Megillah Bayom. And then in the days of the Amoraim, they instituted the Chayvonim Likers and Megillah Balayla, the Shanos of the Yom. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention the Rishonim is. How come the Mishnah only talks about Kriyas and Megillah Bayom, doesn't say a word about Kriyas and Megillah Balayla? So the Rishonim, the Ritva and others, they give difficult answers. Rav Shlomo Levilna says he thinks there was instituted late. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was the pshat in the Tosfos, and Dalad Amal, he thought that everybody held like that. So the Gemara has on Dalad Amal regarding the Mikra Megillah, that it's really, there are three kiyumim, there are three aspects to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. First of all, it's like Kriyas HaTorah. We have Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. You have Kriyas HaTorah. So the Haftarah is always for the Navi. So this is Kriyas Psuvim B'tzibur. You have to learn from a class, like Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why it makes sense. The Gemara talks on the top line on Hey Omed Aleph. The Gemara has around 10-line discussion there. There is a yichas, there's a mila to learn Kriyas HaMegillah Basara as opposed to have a minyan, as opposed to not having a minyan. Why? Because when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, there's a concept of Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah B'yachad. Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, you say a bracha. Kriyas HaTorah B'yachad, you don't have a bracha. That's a Mishnah Megillah later. Mishnah says, in Kar Basar, Mishnah lists off all the things that need a minyan. The Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a minyan. So true, you can read the Megillah B'yachad also, and you say the bracha. But there are more rites in Shulchan Aruch that our minig is that we don't say the bracha harabis rivenu, the bracha after the Kriyas HaMegillah is over. There are more records that you only recite the bracha harabis rivenu if you did the Kriyas HaMegillah basora. Let's say if you're laying at home for someone who couldn't come to shul, you don't have a minion, then the old minig always used to be that you don't say harabis rivenu. A lot of people now like to follow the Vilna Goyim. Okay, want to follow the Vilna Goyim, follow. So the Vilna Goyim says that the whole Ramah is a mistake. It's based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the bracha should only be recited by Asura. And he says Yerushalmi is talking about Ashenasan Lonu. You only say the bracha after you finish learning. You only say Ashenasan Lonu if it's an Aliyah B'tzibur. But when a person goes to sleep at night and he finishes learning for the day, he doesn't say the bracha Ashenasan Lonu. It doesn't go on the bracha Shalachareh of Mikra Megillah. So the Vilna Goyim says the whole Ramah is based on a misreading of the Yerushalmi. But the Or HaShulchan writes, it could be that it was misreading of the Yerushalmi, but that was always the Nimik. And the Gemara says, HaRavish Rivein was not a Chiyuv to recite. The Bracha was composed, we assume, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, But it was instituted as an optional bracha. But Mokum Shinogu Levarach Mevarchin, Mokum Shinogu Shalom Levarachim Mevarchin. The Gemara says the bracha before Mikra Megillah, that's a chayva. Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarach Aleihem Moed V'Lasi Asim. You're obligated to recite a bracha before you read the Megillah, like before you perform any other mitzvah. The bracha Rosh Hashanah, that was instituted as an optional bracha. So it depends on the minig on Mokum. So the Aruch HaShulchan says by us the minig always was like the Ramah. The Chayyadim quotes the Ramah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramah. So that's the common practice. Those who are in the habit of always following the Vilna Gaon, okay. So let them follow the Vilna Gaon over here also and say, Rabbi Shrivenu, even when they read the Yochid. But most of the people don't have such a practice always to follow the Shita Sagra.
The Aruch
HaShulchan
also speaks the Hebrew Shastra, Rabbi Shrivenu. But the Minhag was
he says the minig over the years developed that we only say HaRav Shireinu B'tzibur. Since the whole bracha is only a minig, so our minig is. Right, so the minig is, you only say B'tzibur. Shinishkan Aver, if you say B'yach, but he says the minig is like the Ramon. The whole bracha is taller than minig amokam. So he says the minig amokam is like the Ramon says. So we understand why there's a hashivah, why there's an added hashivah to Mikra Megillah Basara, because it's like Kriyas HaTorah. But then the Gemara has on Dalet Amud Aleph, there seem to be an additional two kiyumim in Mikra Megillah. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi that then, that some claim was instituted in the days of the Amoraim, in the days of the Tanaim, it didn't exist, that you have to read the Megillah Balayla, and then read Bayom again. Bayas usually is the reverse. More people come to hear the Megillah Leil Purim than in the daytime. And the Gemara says, just to be right, the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. The Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is of less importance, less significance. So if you show me lady, perhaps the first one to introduce this thing, he says you have to read the Megillah Balayla based on what? How does he know? Based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Tehillim chapter Chabez, the Gemara says, Keli Keli Lama Zaftani, that was the tefillah that was recited by Esther HaMalka when she went into the Beis HaMalkus and she was petrified. So she says, one of the psukim, Elakai Eker Yomu V'Laisana V'Laila V'Lo Domioli, means when we pray out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we cry out, when we have some problems, when we daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer our prayers the first time we offer the tefillah, so we should repeat the tefillah again the second time. And if he doesn't answer the second time, there's a concept of Ribui Tefillah. It's not like a human being. If somebody asks me to do him a favor, and I say, I'll take care of it, and then he asks me again and again, every day he calls up and he asks me again, I'm nudnik. So for sure I'm not going to take that. Such a nudnik. I can't stand it. But by the Rabban Shalom, he told us throughout Tanakh, the Gemara quotes all the psukim, he told us throughout Tanakh, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll tell you to daber alai oy badover azeh. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, through Ribui Tefillah, you get your way. If at first I don't answer in the affirmative, okay. No. So the Gemara learns out from these psukim that there is a value to Ribui Tefillah. That's what Ne'ilah is all about. The Rishonim says the end of time. Ne'ilah, we only daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah say Ne'ilah is really a Tefillah Satainis. Whenever there was a Tainis Tzibur, a person has Yortzeit or whatever, a Tainis Yochitz, he doesn't daven Ne'ilah. But if it's a Tainis Tzibur, officially, we only have the Gemara says, Ain Tainis Tzibur, Bavalal, Tisha Bav, Yom Kippur, Bavad. We only have two Tainis Tzibur. So Yom Kippur, we do say Nila. Tisha B'Av, we don't say Nila because Tisha B'Av is Sasam Tfilasi. Kam Kiezah Kashaveh, Sasam Tfilasi, the prayers are not accepted. So what are we going to say Nila for? The whole idea of Nila is that if you're Magad B'Tfilah, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. But on Tisha B'Av, we leave out this Kabbal because we're demonstrating that Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Nina Lushari Tfilah. Tfilahs are not accepted. So boiled down to us, we only say Nila on Yom Kippur. But in principle, the Mishnah says that Nila was recited. It's the Tfilah Satainis. And why is it the Tfilah Satainis? Because the Tainis is an Eish Tzora. And you're mispallah that the Rabbanu Shalom should bail us out of the Tzora. So the more you marbe the Tfilah, so you stand a better chance of having your Tfilah answered. So that's what the Pasuk says here. This Pasuk, this chapter, Kemikele Lama Zaftani, this chapter is attributed to Esther HaMalkah. She says, I daven in the daytime. I cry out in the daytime. You don't answer. So I'll daven again at night, I'll repeat the same tefillah many times over and over and over again. So the Gemara says, that's why you have to read the Megillah Balayla Bayom. What does the Megillah have to do with davening? So you see, Rabbi Yishur ben Levi is assuming that Mikra Megillah is an implicit form of tefillah. We just tell the story, we don't even mention Shem Hashem once in the whole Megillah, But implicitly, we are praying out to, we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like He gave us a Yeshua when we had a Tzor in the days of Mordechai Esther, He should give us a Yeshua today. We have to hack the Tzoras today as well. We need a big Yeshua. The Shulchan Aruch has a din based on this assumption that the Mikra Megillah is a form of Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch writes a very surprising din that comes up halacha l'maaseh sometimes. Let's say someone is sick in the hospital. He can read the Megillah himself, a knowledgeable person. He can read the Megillah himself, but he'll read the Megillah, it'll take 2 hours. I forget about Kari to read it to him, so the Balkari will run through the Megillah in 45 minutes, quickly. So, do you allow Shamei Koine? Do you allow the Balkari to lay in the Megillah for the fellow who is able to read the Megillah himself? So why not? You always say Shamei Koine, even if the person is able to read on his own. So the Shulchan Aruch says no. If the Shomea, the one who's listening, is a Baki, and he is able to read the Megillah himself, so the Balkari can only be much to him if you have a minion. Where does that come from? You need a minion? So the Magen Avraham says, apparently, these Rishonim who are quoted by the Mechaber are comparing it to Tzila, that the Rishalmi says that there are 3 exceptions to the rule, we shouldn't really allow Shomea Koine. So the one exception is Kriya Shema, one exception is Tzila, the 3rd exception is when it comes to eating food. If you're eating yourself, so you should recite your own brachas. So the exception to the rule of Tzila applies over here by Mikra Megillah. We are assuming, the Magen Avraham says, we are assuming La Aloha that Mikra Megillah is an implicit form of Tzila. So you don't allow Shemei Koine by Tzila if the fellow is a Baki. If he's an Ein Baki, so then the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Then we do allow Shemei Koine even by Kriya Shema, even by Tzila, and even by eating food. But if the fellow is Shomeya, the one who's listening, is a Baki, so we don't allow Shemei Koine unless you have a minion. You have a minion, so then you make it. Then it's okay. So we accept this la'alacha, this idea that Mikra Megillah has an added kiyum. Not only is it like Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Tanakh, Kriyas Kisri HaKodesh, it has an added kiyum of Tefillah. Then the next opinion in the Gemara says the same thing, Rav Felbu says in the name of Ula also. You have to read the Megillah Balayla and repeat it again in the daytime. Sounds like he's developing the din, like a Bishua invented the din. He's making it up and he says, based on a different passage, also in Tehillim, in a different chapter in Tehillim. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime and I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu at nighttime. We have to repeat our praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves so much praise. It's unending. So even though we said praises like we said tzilos by yom, we have to repeat it again and again if the tzilos are not answered. So really the shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should really be repeated many times over. So Leitchik suggested that maybe that's why at the end of the Pesukah Dezimra, which is all praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we say, Kol Hanshama Ta'alukah Halukah, Kol Hanshama Ta'alukah Halukah, we repeat the last pasuk, because Ni'ikar Adin, that's the end of the Pesukah Dezimra, the days of the Gemara. The Pashto says that the Pesukah Dezimra was just from Ashrei till the end of the Tehillim. So when you get to the last pasuk, you don't want to say, well, I finished saying all the praises, no more to say. So we repeat the last pasuk to indicate we really can't finish. There's really much more to say. Our minig is that we say Oz Yashir also. So we say Hashem Yimloch Yom Avod, Hashem Yimloch Yom Avod. We say twice, because that became the end of the Pesukah Dezimra. And this is all along the lines of what it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, that the minig used to be, it's not a din, but the minig in the days of the Tanoim was, when you get towards the end of the Hal, you repeat all of the Pesukim. You keep on repeating all the Pesukim then to indicate that as if we really can't finish praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Ula says. Rav Chelva quotes in the name of Ula, you have to read the Megillah Balayla and repeat it in the daytime because Mikra Megillah is a form of Hallel. And you shouldn't just say Hallel once. You should say Hallel and repeat the Hallel a second time and say a third time and so on and so forth. Eman Zamecha Chavod V'lei Don, we praise you. Hashem Elokai Le'olam Adekha, I praise you again and again. This idea appears later in Yud Dalet Amud Aleph as well. The Gemara raises the question, how come on Purim the Tanoim, how come the Anshei Knesset HaGdolei did not institute the mitzvah of reciting Hallel? On Chanukah we do recite Hallel. On Pesach, the Gemara says that Purim is a Kal Vachomer from Pesach. So on Pesach you say Hallel. So why didn't they institute reciting of Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives 3 answers. So one of the 3 answers is Kriyos Zu Halela, the reading of the Mikra Megillah is a form of reciting Hallel. It doesn't say a word about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't appear. But implicitly, we are offering a Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why, based on this Gemara, it would appear that there are really three kiyumim in Mikra and Megillah. It's Kriyas Kisri HaKodesh, like Kriyas HaTorah, like Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why there's a Maila to Avid Basorah, like Kriyas HaTorah Basorah. And then the second kiyum is one of Tefillah, and the third kiyum is one of Hallel. The Meiri wants the Paskin. The Chidor was a Meshulach in the late 1700s. He was a Meshulach for Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. So he traveled all over Europe to raise money for the Yeshiva. And wherever he went, he would always visit all of the state libraries to see whatever manuscripts they had. Whatever he found, the Nuk Savyad, that he hadn't seen before, so he would copy over things. So that's why he copies from all over the world. So the Chidor was the first one. Before the Meiris were printed, he ran through all the Meiris and he quoted the lines that were relevant to Halacha. So the Birkei Yosef, by the Chidor, he quotes that the Meiri writes on Daf Yudalit, the Gemara gave three answers why we don't read and why we don't recite Halal on Purim. One answer was that the Nesh Purim occurred in Chutzlar, you only recite Halal on Anesh of Eretz Yisrael, you don't recite Halal on Anesh of Chutzlar, whatever that means, different interpretations of that answer. The other answer is you only say Halal, Halal Abdi Hashem Eloi Abdi Paro, if you're independent people. Akati Abdi Dachashverish Anan. After the Nes Chanukah, so the Jews established an independent Jewish government, the Hashmonaim were independent. So you can say Halal Abdi Hashem, we're independent. But you can't recite Halal after Nes Purim. And the third answer is that Kuyasa Zuhalela. So the Meiri thinks that we should paskin like the third answer, that Mikra Megillah is the kiyum of reciting of Halo, and therefore he comes up with a chiddush that if you get stuck in Kalamazoo and you don't have a Megillah, so you can't fulfill Kuyasa Zuhalela, then you mechuyev to recite Halo with a bro. Because the Gemara's answer was that you do have to say Halo on Purim, except that you kill two birds with one stone. If you're reading the Megillah, so that constitutes a kiyum of Halal. If you don't have a Megillah, so you're not yet to Halal, so you got to say Halal with a broch. So that's very questionable whether we should paskin like that in the Meiri. The Netziv has a whole essay in his commentary on the Shilta. He doesn't think that the Meiri is right. He thinks Halal b'shas hanes, it would appear from the Gemara, that's a din d'oraisa. You have a Yeshua, you have an Itzachin, so you have to say something b'shas ma'aseh. That's like Oz Yashir on the occasion of Kriyat Yom Tov. Bnei Yisrael spontaneously said, Oz Yoshem, three quarters in the Chumash, to imply that that's the right thing to do. Halal Zechel Nes, every year in commemoration of the Nes that happened ages ago, that's only a Takana de Rabban. So the Gemara is explaining why they never instituted a Takana de Rabban, a Kriyas Zu Alela. But if you happen to get stuck in a community, you don't have a Megillah. So what do you mean? Then you have to recite Halal. They never made a Takana. The Takana was that you have to recite, you have to read the Megillah, and the Megillah will include a Kiyam of Halal. If you don't have a Megillah, so you don't have to say Halal. They never made a takana. That's what the Netziv doesn't go along with that, the Neiri. That's a Mechudish Dik in the Neiri. Mina Machlaik is the Netziv in the Neiri.
Halal.
Now the halal zechel anes for sure. Halal for sure is not divrei kabbalah here. Halal on Purim doesn't say. If at all, if the chachamim would have introduced halal zechel anes every year in commemoration of anes, it would have been the rabban. But they never instituted it. These were instituted by the Rabbonim in that generation, and then the Nevi'im, the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, said that we see that the Bezun Shel Maila is masking. It didn't start from the Bali Ruach HaKodesh.
They had a dream.
Right.
Jason said, and the Navi said,
we go along. The Bezun Shel Maila goes along. We concur. So then it's okay. So this year Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the people in Yerushalayim have a problem. They're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because of the Gzera de Rabba. Not that Rabba was the one who made the Gzera. That's on five lines from the bottom of Davdalat on the days. Rabba was one of the Amorim. He's not the one who made the Gzera. The Gzera appears in the Mishnah. So you're not allowed to hide in the time of the Shofar, hide in the time of the Megillah. That's the reason why we don't shake a lulav when the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. We're concerned. So the same Gzeira applies with respect to Mikra Megillah. When was the Gzeira de Rabba introduced historically? So this is a question not clear in the Gemara. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah presents an apparent contradiction between two psukim. Chassid Echadamah, one pasuk refers to Rosh Hashanah as Yom Tur Yelachem Adam, which we actually blow Shefer. Chassid Echadamah, another pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Tur, a day on which we talk about Kiyah Shefer. So which is it? Do you talk about Kiyah Shefer or do you actually blow Shefer? So the Gemara says the answer is, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow Shefer, you talk about Kiyah Shefer. When Rosh Hashanah falls out the other 6 days of the week, then you actually blow Shefer. So the Gemara says, you mean to say that that's a real din d'oraisa? When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow Shefer. That's the answer to the contradiction between the two psukim. How can it be? But the Mishnah says in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow Shefer even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So if it's a din d'oraisa, if there's no mitzvah of Kiyah Shefer, why they blow Shefer in Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says, no, it's only Gzeira d'Rabba. It's only Midrabban, Gzeira d'Rabba. So how do you answer the pasuk? What happened to the question that they posed in the beginning? It says Zichron Tur, and here it says Yom Tur. So one of the early Achrayim, whose opinion is usually not accepted, the Alochas Katanas, he always has funny things to say. The Alochas Gedolus is that's from the period of the Gaon, and the Alochas Tanas is one of the Achrayim. So he writes, the Chumash is recording Gzeira d'Rabba. Gzeira d'Rabba was introduced in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chumash records there was a Gzeira d'Rabba. When Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos in the Midbar, they didn't blow Shefer, they just spoke about the Tzitzis, because the Gzeira d'Rabba was the Gzeira Kedumah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And others assume that it's not correct. The Baal HaTanya, in the collection of his drushes, the first Lubavitcher ever writes in the Likutei Torah, he has a drusha for Rosh Hashanah, so he writes, everybody, he doesn't refer to this halacha k'tana, so he writes, everybody knows that the Gzeira d'Rabba was introduced towards the end of the period of the Bai Sheni, when they were making all the Gzeiras d'Rabbanan. And he gives you a whole Kabbalistic explanation as to why they needed so many Gzeiras in the Bais Sheni, and they didn't need so many Gzeiras in the days of Bais Rishon. And his explanation, I don't know what it means, his explanation is, he said that Al Pi Nigla, he says that the Bais Rishon, the Jews had an independent Jewish government. So then the Yetzer Hara doesn't have such a shlita on us. Bais Sheni, until the days of the Hashmonaim, they didn't have their own independent Jewish government. They were kafuf under the government of Malchi Paras and Madai and so on, and Yavon. So when you don't have Atzma'ut, so then the Yetzirah, the Satan has more Shlit, and then you have to make more Gzeiras. And he goes ahead to explain Al-Pi Kabbalah why that's the case. Whatever, I don't understand the Kabbalistic explanation, but what he says it's a double pashut, that the Gzeira d'Rabba was only introduced later, in the days of the Bais Sheni. So look, Purim was introduced before the Binyan Bais Sheni, a few hundred years before. So in the beginning of the Takanas Purim, they used to read the Megillah on Shabbos. When Purim fell out on Shabbos, they actually read the Megillah on Shabbos, according to the Baal HaTanya. According to the Halachas Ketanus, who claims that the Gzeira d'Rabba was already introduced in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from day number one, when they introduced Purim, 2 days Purim, so they probably built in a clause that if Purim's going to fall out on Shabbos, so you read the Megillah earlier. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But according to the way the Baal HaTanya says, so probably Melech HaTchila, when they introduced the mitzvah Mikra Megillah, they would lay in on Shabbos every so often. And then in later generations, when they made the Gzeira d'Rabba for the Shofar and for the Lulav, so they behind the time in the Megillah, made the same Gzeira by Megillah. So what's the difference, Halacha Maaseh? The difference is like this. The Gemara makes a distinction on the top of Hamad Al between Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah Shaloi Bizmana. Rav says like that. Megillah Bizmana, if you're reading the Megillah on the correct day, you don't need a minyan. If you read the Megillah Shaloi Bizmana, then you need a minyan. When are you considered reading the Megillah Shaloi Bizmana? So the Pasha Pshat is, reading the Megillah Shaloi Bizmana, the farmers who read the Megillah on the Sheni B'Chamisha and the Yom HaKnisa, which no longer is practiced today. So Rav is talking, Rav lived way after the Churban by Sheni, but he's talking about this Takana Kedumah that used to exist in the days of the Bais Sheni. When you read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before Purim, so then Halacha requires you have to have a minyan. Shailas, what about by us? That in Yerushalayim this year, they're going to read the Megillah on Friday. Is that called Bizmano, or is that called Shalai Bizmano? So that's a big machlokes. So the Chazanish considers this Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano. He says, that's the Takana. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, you've got to read the Megillah on Friday. That's called Bizmano. even though it's not Purim. Purim for them is on Shabbos. They say Al HaNisim on Shabbos. And Yerushalayim, they don't say Al HaNisim on Friday, even though they're reading the Megillah, because Friday is not Purim. But he says that was the Takana. So, and others, many others disagree with the Chazon Ish. They hold no, that Kriyas HaMegillah in Yerushalayim this year on Friday is considered Kriyas HaMegillah. Shaloi Bizmano, because the correct man really should be on Shabbos. The original Takana was that they read the Megillah on Shabbos. Only centuries later, when they introduced the Gzerah Derab in the middle of the Bai Sheni period, that they changed it. So many assume, not like the Chazon Ish, that in Yerushalayim is considered Kriyas HaMegillah, Shaloi Bizmano this year. Now, what's the difference, Halacha Lemaisa? Oh, so the Gemara says you need a minyan. Kriyas HaMegillah, Shaloi Bizmano, they all agree you need a minyan. Rabbi Rabasi had an argument. Rabasi was a student of Rab. So Rabbi Rabasi had an argument whether Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano needs a minyan or not. So Rab holds you don't need a minyan, and his student Rabasi holds that you do need a minyan. And Rab was respectful of his students, so he was machmer like his student's opinion. He's so respectful of other people's opinions. Even his student held not like him. Student disagreed with him. His Talmud Rabasi holds that Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano needs a minyan. So Rab was choshish for Rabasi's opinion, so even the Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano, he was insistent that you should have a minyan. That Talmud has a right to disagree with his Rebbe. There's a din that you're not allowed to be choylik alaviv. And kveder rabbi, you're not allowed to be choylik al rabbi. It means, my father tells me that based on his rheumatism or whatever, he knows that it's going to snow today. I say, Daddy, it's not going to snow. He says, put on your snow tires, it's going to snow. So I argue with him, I say, no. So that's choylik alaviv. You're not allowed to, don't argue. My father says he's predicting who's going to win the election. So I'm going to start arguing, what's the difference? Whether he's right or wrong, might not mean it. So if it's irrelevant, then it's Cholek Alav, Cholek Rabbi not alive. But you have Amoraim, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel was a father and a son team. He was a student of his father, and he was a son of his father. And he disagrees Halacha L'maisa with his father. Whenever it's Negei L'maisa, so said the Shulchan Aruch, the Talmud has to disagree. If he thinks the Rebbe is wrong, he has to disagree. The Rebbe doesn't have to be choshish for the sheet of the Talmud. So Rab was a big gentleman. So he was a big tzaddik also. So he was machma for the opinion of Rabbi.
One place where it says he teaches people against what is very said, he calls Cholek Rabba. It's not called Cholek Rabba.
If he does it in a chutzpahdik way. But if he says, the Rebbe says like this, and I humbly disagree, so he has to. If he feels the din is not correct, he has to disagree. So Rishayim and Yerushalayim this year, usually they read the Megillah and Shul, and then somebody goes to the hospital, someone goes to the Chol at home, so they read for the one who just had a baby and so on. So this year, you got to be careful. According to the Chazon Ish, it's Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano. So whatever you do in a normal year, you can do this year. But according to many other Paskim who say that when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, you read the Megillah on Friday, that's called Kriyas HaMegillah Shaloi Bizmano. So Shaloi Bizmano, you really have to be careful about the minyan. Now, how seriously do you take this minyan? So on this Gemara, there's a big machlokes harishonim. Rashi and Tosfos have the machlokes. We'll leave out Rashi and Tosfos. More famous than the Balamor and the Ramban. It should be more famous than Rashi and Tosfos, but it's more famous than the Balamor and the Ramban. So the Bal HaMor on the bottom of the rib, he asks Akasha, how can anybody say that you need a minyan? What are they talking about? There's a Mishnah later that lists off all the things that need a minyan. It says Duchening needs a minyan. If you want to bench Nizum and Deshem, you need a minyan. It says for Chazaras Hashat, Kriyas HaTorah, and for Haftorah, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, you need a minyan. It lists off what you need a minyan for. It doesn't say Mikra Megillah, it's like Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah is in Megillah. Why doesn't it say Megillah needs a minyan? So it's a Hechocha Brura that you don't need a minyan. So how can Amoraim say that you need a minyan? So the Baal HaMor says, no, the Mishnah is talking about the things that need a minyan Le'ikuvo. If you don't have a minyan, you don't do chum, period. You don't do Chazaras Hashat, and you don't bench Mezum and B'Shem Hashem at all. Kriyas HaMegillah Basar, the whole discussion is only on the level of L'chatchila. Nobody's saying that it's Ma'akiv B'Dievet. So according to the Baal HaMor, we can relax. Even in Yerushalayim, you need a minyan. L'chatchila, you need a minyan. The world doesn't come to an end. Even if it's Shaloi Bizmano, you live without the minyan. The Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMor. He says, no, that's not a kasha. And the Mishnah Megillah is not a kasha. How come the Mishnah lists off all the other things that need a minyan? It doesn't say over here. He says, no, the Amoraim here are discussing that the minyan is Li'ikuva. Why doesn't it appear in the Mishnah? So the Ramban says the Mishnah later is only listing off the things that need asor because it's a chayvah satzibur. there's no, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is on, if you have a minyan together, then the tzibur is mechuyif to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If you have a minyan on mispalalim, so the tzibur is mechuyif to have Chazoras HaShas. If you have a minyan of people davening, so they have to organize duchenin. If you don't have a minyan, there's no chayv at all. But by Mikra Megillah, it's a chayv is hayachid. These amarayim say you can only fulfill a mitzvah if you have a tzibur. That's a different kind of a thing. That doesn't belong in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only talking about the things that are chayv is hatzibur. And over here, Mikra Megillah is a chayv is hayachid. And amarayim have the right to say, you can only fulfill this chayv is hayachid if you have a tzibur for the sake of pishum inis. That's the Melchamas, that's the Ramban Melchamas, the Rav Soloveitchik used to tell over that his two grandfathers had a machlekes, that his grandfather, the Zayde Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, held that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaYochid. So Rav Chaim sometimes would be traveling by train to attend the conference of Rabbanim, so he would be traveling in the morning who in this Tzila B'Tzibah, he'd miss Kriyas HaTorah. So if it would be Monday or Thursday, he would insist on getting off of the train somewhere in the afternoon, and putting together a minyan of Balabatim in some little village somewhere, he would go around and ask people who missed Kriyas HaTorah today, and he would always succeed in getting a minyan, and then he would learn Kriyas HaTorah, because he felt that the chi of Kriyas HaTorah is the chayv HaYochid, which can only be fulfilled the tzibur. That's a question whether six or mechuyev is enough, or you have to have 10 or mechuyev, so he always succeeded in getting 10. That's why every so often Rav Soloveitchik would travel on Monday or Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, he would miss Kriyas HaTorah in Boston. So after he finished here, he would ask the students, who missed Kriyas HaTorah today? So there would always be more than a minion, and miraculously, so he would always have Kriyas HaTorah afterwards. He would always have, every so often he would have Kriyas HaTorah after this year. They used to say Ashrei from Mincha, and then they would take out a Sefer Torah. And then they would, like on the time of Sefer, they would have Kriyas HaTorah in between. So the students would pass by in the hallway, they would think, the Rav has a new Shita, Vizka Shita, you learn Kriyas HaTorah Monday after Thursday to Mincha also, in between Asher and Shemana Asher. That's why others write that those who want to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon should not learn in between Asher and Shemana Asher, because, either learn before or after, you shouldn't learn in the minute. But that's how the Rav used to do. He used to learn the Kriyas HaTorah in between the Asher and the Shemana Asher. Why not? So the Rav Soloveitchik said that his other grandfather that he was raised by, Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein, that was Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle, was the Rav's grandfather. So the Rav was really raised over there in Prussian. And then as a child, he only visited Rav Chaim a few times. The last year and a half of Rav Chaim's life, Rav Soloveitchik was together with him. They were learning together. And the Rav was about 15, 16 years old. The Rav Chaim passed away. But in the early years, as a child, he only visited the Zayde Rav Chaim a few times. So on one occasion when he was going to visit the Zayde Rav Chaim, so his other Zayde told him, when you visit the Zayde Rav Chaim, show him this Ramban. The Ramban is the famous against what he says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Ramban, that the obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chayvus HaYochid, it's a Chayvus HaTzila. So as a child, he showed it to Rav Chaim, and then Rav Chaim somehow reinterpreted everything, and he came back, he told the other Zayde, there Rav Chaim reinterpreted. So he said, I can't believe it, with his brisk Ivra, he turned everything upside down and came out that it's a riot to him. The Rav didn't remember how his grandfather Rav Chaim reinterpreted, because the simple reading is the Beferish, that it's only Achayv HaSatzima. So the Ramban says over here, no, Mikra Megillah Basoro is Likuvo. And Shaloi Bismana, they all agree. And Shaloi Bismana, they all agree that it's Makis. Bismana is a Machloikis. And we are Machmer, like Rav was Choshish, Shitas Rabbas. He said, we are Machmer also as a Midas Chasidus. Mikra Din Bismana. We really pass like Rav, you don't need a minyan. But Shalai Bizmana, you need a minyan the Yikuvah, according to the Ramban. So in Yerushalayim, in Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass like the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch, they accepted opinions like the Balamor. That the whole topic of Basar is only Lachatzilah. So you can breathe. We can relax. But there were those who are Machmer for the Ramban, so it's Makid B'Yevitz, and when they want to lain for the Mubaris and Manikas and the people in the house, they got to have a sar. But then there's another machlokes, the Chazanish and the Biskerov. How do you define Mikra Megillah Basara? What if you have 10 people in the room and each one is reading his own Megillah, minding his own business? Is that called Mikra Megillah Basara? So the Chazanish held that yes. And Adavo Soloveitchik said that no. Mikra Megillah Basara means you have one Balkari laning and 10 people are Yotze with his Kriyas and Megillah. So you have 10 people reading their own Megillah. That's called Mikra Megillah B'Yochid. That's not called Mikra Megillah Basar. The simple reading of the Morgan Avram, I already forgot which one of these. One of the two Morgan Avram that's listed here, sounds like our Velvela Soloveitchik says. The Sefer quotes Iran. That's what it sounds like. That he says if you have 100 people in the room, that's not called Mikra Megillah Vashara. You have to have one person leaning to be mighty everybody else. That's where Rav Velvela Soloveitchik said. The Chazon Ish thought that it is good. It is called Mikra Megillah Vashara. Why? Because the Gemara says we usually have a rule, Shvei Kali Loi Mishtami. So let's say on Friday night, some have the practice that all the boys recite Kiddush. So let's say everybody's screaming out Kiddush simultaneously. And a lot of people are not saying Kiddush. Usually the women don't say Kiddush, they listen to the husbands. So if the husband and the 10 sons are all saying Kiddush at the same time in a different speed, so you have a problem of Shrei Kali Lo Mishtami. We're afraid that the women who are not saying Kiddush may not be able to concentrate properly. No, so the Gemara says if it's a mitzvah chaviva miyod, it comes once a year, like Mikra Megillah, or like Tkiyah Shofar, so because people are so excited, so eager, so then they can focus. So some Achrayim say that on Leil Sukkot in the Sukkah, a lot of people say Kiddush at the same time. It's a different niggun from Shabbos, and it's a Sukkot. We haven't had Sukkot since last year. So Shabbat Haman Kalam, it's a whole different niggun, everything different. So that's also a chaviv, and you'll concentrate. But the Kiddush on Shabbos, it's regular, so it's not so chaviv, so you have a problem. So we have a din in the Gemara later. We have a din, you got to keep track of it. You have a din in the Gemara later. What if you have a Megillah that's missing a couple of words here and there? So the Gemara says, Ad Ruba is okay. Where's that? That's in the middle of Yud Ches on the base. Tan Rabbanon. By the tiny letter Gimel. Hishbin Bar HaSefer described, left out, a phrase over here and there. Oisiyos of Psukim Mikron HaKori Kim Miturgum, and the Balkori says it by heart. So the Gemara says, Ad Loikash Hobikula Hobid Niktosa. If 51% is written, and 49% you say Balpeh, so that's okay. So we rely on that Gemara, the Magen Avraham writes, we rely, in the case of Shulchan Aruch quotes it, we rely on the Gemara, the Balkari is laning, and I think I missed the word. So I don't have a Megillah Ksheva in front of me, I have a printed Chumash, so I should quickly say the word, because you have to have all the words in order. Let's say Haman, and making so much noise, I think I didn't hear the word Haman. Ben Abdasa, let's say I heard Haman, I didn't hear Ben Abdasa, they were making such a racket. So you should quickly say from the Chumash, Ben Abdasa, make sure all the words are in order. So you have the Roiv of the Megillah is Metrach HaKsav, and the Mir of the Megillah is Baal Peh, so it's good. Lachatzili should be Mashmili Yoznov, and the Yevit is a Machloikis, where the Mashmili Yoznov is Likula. But when I'm saying the missing word, I have 100 people in Shul, they're all being Yetzir at the same time, but they're not being Yetzir with my missing word. So if you hold, like Rav Velvela Soloveitchik, that Mikra Megillah, if you hold that this year is called Kriyas HaMegillah Shaloi Bizmano, which the Chazon Ish is Mekalan, but others are Machmir, Rav Velvela is Machmir. And you hold that Mikra Megillah Shaloi Bizmano needs Asar Li'ikuva, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not so, but the Ramban holds like that, Achleikas HaRishainin. And you hold, like Rav Velvela, the way the Magen Avraham says, that it's only called Basara if you have 10 people being Yetzir with you. So if you miss a word and you say quickly, you don't have 10 people listening to you. So then you're up the creek. Then you're not Yetzir with the Mikra Megillah and Yerushalayim. So whenever Purim, Shushan Purim fall out on Shabbos, Rav Velvela was always a nervous person. When Shushan Purim fell on Shabbos, he was extremely nervous. Nervous many times over. He went crazy. They have to hear every single word from the Baal Torah. If he's going to miss the word, he can't say it on his own because Mikra Megillah Basara is Likuva. He lived in Yerushalayim. No, in the later years, when he lived in Yerushalayim. Yeah, when he lived in Europe, it was not a problem. He was nervous in Europe also. He was nervous before the war also. He didn't become nervous. He became more nervous after the war, but he was nervous before the war. It's a combination of three chumas. The Chazon Ish says that it's Mikra Megillah Bizmana. So there are many who disagree because they say Zera the Rabbah was instituted later. The original generations, the original Takana, they used to read the Megillah on Purim, on Shabbos. So the fact that we read it on Erev Shabbos, that's Shaloi Bizmana. Chazon Ish holds it is Bizmana, so the whole problem doesn't exist. And then the Gemara says Shaloi Bizmana, you need Asura. So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Is the Asura Le'ikuva? Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Machlokes the Balamor and the Ramban. So Shulchan Aruch it says Asura is not Le'ikuva. But there are Rishonim who hold that Tosfos and the Ramban hold that Asura is Le'ikuva. And then the question is, what's it? So you can't have a normal kriya in a hospital or at home for a private people. You have to have a whole minyan. Every time you lay in the Megillah in Yerushalayim, you have to have a minyan. Because you're shaloi bizmana. And then you have the added problem. Normally, in a normal year, shanim kitikunam, you miss a word, so you say from the printed chumash. You have a Megillah, so you say from the kosher Megillah. But this year, maybe that's not called basara. If you're going to say a word, then you're the only one who's being yotzei with the word. You're not saying to be mighty everybody else. So that's mikra Megillah b'yochid. So the Chazon Ish holds that's not a problem either. He says if you have 10 people reading the Megillah in the same room, that's called mikra Megillah basara. The Chazon Ish's source was a Rambam. Usually that would sound like Rav Elbel's source would be a Rambam. So the Chazon Ish had a Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the din, that Shrei Kali Lo Mishtame, unless it's such an exciting mitzvah like Mikra Megillah or like Kiya Shefer, so the Rambam says, Afil Asara Korim. Even if you have 10 people reading the Megillah at the same time, it's okay, because you say Shrei Kali Mishtame. Why does he write Afil Asara? So the Chazon Ish says, that's what he's telling you. That's called Mikra Megillah Basara. If you have 10 people reading the Megillah at the same time in the same room, that and whoever wants will pay attention to whomever, you don't have to have 10 people listening to one Baal Torah. If you have 10 people reading the Megillah in the same room, that's also called Mikra Megillah Basar. And Rav Elbel didn't think that that's what it meant. He thought, no, it's only called the Magen Avraham. Sounds like Rav Elbel. Magen Avraham quotes the rhyme. That it's only Mikra Megillah. If you have 100 people reading the Megillah, it's not called Basar. You have to have 10 people listening to the one Baal Torah, that it should be considered Mikra Megillah Basar. Yeah. Okay. Same shot. Is that called by
itself?
I don't think so. I don't think we don't apply mitzvah bo yos in the bishlucha to shamei kohenim.
The two
shitas
on Parshas Zohar doesn't apply here.
What are the two shitas by Parshas Zohar? Don't remember? Have to review? I don't know. That's a problem. Okay, you're not reading from a club, so maybe everybody has to read on their own. That's an issue. There was a Maisa Shahaya years ago in Yerushalayim, many years ago, that the Baal Kori read the Megillah on Friday, because Shushan Purim fell out on Shabbos. Then the Baal Kori got a heart attack and he died before Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman wrote a whole shuva that the Balabatim who listened to the Mikra Megillah have to hear again. Why? So he said, how do you determine whether you read the Megillah Yud Dalet at Tezvav? So the Mishnah Berurah has one psak and the Chazon Ish has a different psak. Mishnah Berurah claims, it's a little complicated, he claims that everything is determined Alois HaShachar Yud Dalet. Wherever you are at Alois HaShachar Yud Dalet, if you're in a krach, if you're in Yerushalayim, alos ha-shach yudalid, then you have to lay in the Megillah on Tezvav. If you're in Tel Aviv on yudalid, then you have to read the Megillah on yudalid. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Chazon Ish disagrees, based on his reading of the Talmud Yerushalmi, and he says, no. If you're in yudalid alos ha-shachar in Tel Aviv, you become a chuyiv in Tel Aviv. If you're Tezvav in the morning, alos ha-shachar in Yerushalayim, you become a chuyiv. So you can become chuyiv in both. That's what the shtick in Eretz Yisrael they usually do. They go, let's say, Shalavim, Kiryat Yamne, Etzion, wherever. So they're chutzli Yerushalayim on Yud Dalet in the morning. So they're mechuyiv to hear the Megillah and do Purim on Yud Dalet. Then they all run to Yerushalayim for Tezvav. They're mechuyiv to do everything all over again because they're an Alos HaShachar Tezvav in Yerushalayim. So they're mechuyiv both. Or the Chazon Ish writes, if you want to do the other way, you can avoid being mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah. Being Yerushalayim on Yudalid, and be in Shalavim on Tezvav, so you have no Chiv Mikra Megillah at all. He used to say about a certain scholar in Eretz Yisrael, a professor, that he was unhappy about the holiday of Purim, that it's not right to rejoice over the downfall of our enemies, so he always used to do like that. People say it's not true. But he was such a character, so they thought he used to say that to Yishai Leibowitz, he used to say, Nechama Leibowitz's brother. He used to say that Lashon Hara about him. The family says it's not true. That he didn't do like that. But the Chazon Ish writes that such a thing, he could do like that. If you'll be in Yerushalayim on Yud Dalet, if you'll be in Tel Aviv on Tezvav, you're not mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said over here, how do you read the Megillah on Friday? The Chiyuv is Chal on Shabbos. You have to be in Yerushalayim on Tezvav in the morning. So the answer is, if we live so long till tomorrow morning, then become the Chiyuv to read the Megillah on Tezvav. So then retroactively, the Kli on Friday was a Tashlumin for tomorrow. Usually Tashlumin is after. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. You don't fast on Shabbos, fast on Sunday. Or you didn't daven, Tzilah Bizmanis, they make Tashlumin later. Tashlumin is usually late. Once in a while you have a rare case where the Tashlumin is done in advance. So here, this is a day that Tashlumin is done in advance. We Yotzei Tamaris Chiyuv today. That's only by Nedvam Amurim if we live so long to experience tomorrow. But if the Balsari dies before he doesn't live so long till Tezvav in the morning, so he never became Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah and Tezvav. So the whole Kriya that he did, he was not Mechuyev B'Dolah. What do you mean? But he's a Jewish person. He's a Mechuyev to keep all the mitzvahs. No. There's a Tesis in Yevamos. Where is it? Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the last few lines. Tesis Kota Yerushalmi. This is a big machlokes. Let's say you have an expert Balkoire, and he lives in Yerushalayim. So for Parnasa, he's going to go to read the Megillah in other places, but he lives in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says he cannot be Moitzi those who live chutz Yerushalayim. A Ben Krach cannot be Moitzi a Ben Ir, and a Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi a Ben Krach, because he's not Mechuyev B'Dov. What do you mean? But he's Jewish, and he's Bar Mitzvah, and he's Mechuyev in Purim. He has to be Mechuyev in your Purim. He's not Mechuyev in your Purim Tegnish. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said over here, that the Balkori didn't become Mechuyev. The Balkar is only Mechuyev, all the people on the Kamechuyev tomorrow morning on Shabbos morning. So the Maisha Shoyim was that if the Balkari got a heart attack, he died on Friday. So Shlomo Zalman said that the Tzipor has to gather together and lean against someone else whom we hope is going to survive till tomorrow morning. We'll have to. Okay, Afi Elechem Pur.
No. Okay.